Chapter 26 Job's Reply. Then Job spoke again and said, What help you give to the powerless, what strength to the feeble arm? How you counsel as though he had no wisdom, how profuse is the advice you offer? With whose help have you uttered those words, and whose is the breath that comes forth from you? The shades beneath writhe in terror, the waters and their inhabitants. Naked before him is the netherworld, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space, and suspends the earth over nothing at all. He binds up the waters in his clouds, yet the cloud is not rent by their weight. He holds back the appearance of the full moon by spreading his clouds before it. He has marked out a circle on the surface of the deep as the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens tremble and are stunned at his thunderous rebuke. By his power he stirs up the sea, and by his might he crushes Rahab. With his angry breath he scatters the water, and he hurls the lightning against it relentlessly. His hand pierces the fugitive dragon, as from his hand it strives to flee. Lo, these are but the outlines of his ways, and how faint is the word we hear.